Welcome to the Korean Atlas and History. Each episode, we will take you on an exploration through some aspect of Korean culture, the landscape, the history, and more. Today, on the Korean Atlas and History. Korean holidays. Buddha's birthday. Sakkatan Shinil, Buchanim Oshinal, or Buddha's birthday, is a festival held in most of Southeast and East Asia. The festival and holiday is also known as Yeondunghae, which is a name that focuses on the lantern festival held in accord with Buddha's birthday. Both commemorate the birth of Siddhartha Gautama, who became the founder of Buddhism. According to tradition, Gautama Buddha was born in Lumbini, Nepal. His father was King Suddhodana, and his mother was Queen Maya Devi. The Maya Devi temple, gardens, and an Ashoka pillar mark his birthplace in Lumbini. The exact year of Buddha's birthday is ascribed to different days in different cultures. Along with this, it generally follows the lunisolar calendar and thus changes from year to year based on Western Gregorian calendars. However, it usually falls in April or May, and Koreans celebrate it on the 8th day of the 4th month of the lunar calendar. Buddha's birthday for the year 2024 will be observed on Wednesday, May 15th, in South Korea. South Koreans consider Buddha's birthday a national holiday, and thus, most workers have a day off. The meaning of the name Sakkatan Shinil literally means the birthday of Sakyamuni Buddha. The alternate name Buchanim Oshinal literally means the day when Buddha came. On Buddha's birthday, people in Korea celebrate by hanging lotus lanterns in temples, homes, and on the streets. Many temples will provide free meals and tea to visitors. These meals often include sanche bibimbap, which is a wild vegetable and mixed rice dish. The festival revolving around Buddha's birthday is called Yeondunghae. This translates generally to Lotus Lantern Festival, or Lighting a Lantern. The origin of this festival begins in 866 during the Silla Dynasty, where it was first referenced at Hwangyongsa Temple. The festival begins with the ritual bathing of a sculpture of Buddha. A monastic leader uses a ritual ladle and spoons water over the sculpture's head and shoulders. A major part of the daily celebration are the beautiful lanterns displayed across South Korea. The lanterns come in all shapes and sizes and are made to resemble different things, including drums, cranes, fish, and flowers. They can also include more detailed images, such as King Sejong, the creation of Hangul, Korean ships, and Koreans wearing hanboks. The most commonly used pattern, though, is the lotus flower. The lanterns are made with an underlying frame of split bamboo or aluminum wire. Paper is then used to cover the frame in different colors, creating a three-dimensional figure. The paper used is called hanji, which is a traditional paper made from mulberry tree bark. It adds strength and durability to the frame, which helps it to withstand movement and strong winds that naturally occur in the spring. Nowadays, rather than make your own lantern, you can buy one at the many shops that sell them. In the past, candles were used to illuminate the lanterns, but nowadays, most people use LED lights. Yeondunghae is on the UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage List and considered a South Korean intangible cultural property. In 2005, lanterns from the Japanese regions of Akita, Aomori, and Yamagata came to the festival to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the normalization of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Yeondunghae has only been canceled 4 times in modern history. The first was in 1961 because of the April Revolution. The second was in 1970 when Seoul refused to grant permissions to the streets, citing traffic jams. The third was in 1980 during the Seoul Spring. The fourth and last time was in 2020 due to the coronavirus epidemic. As of now, Buddha's birthday and the Lantern Lighting Festival are still being held yearly. It's a beautiful time to visit Seoul or anywhere in South Korea to see the springtime lights. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Korean at Listen History. Most of today's information was taken from the Namu Wiki and Wikipedia. We hope you enjoyed this program, and we hope you check out our Facebook page. See you next time!